Good morning and welcome back to Girl Boss Podcast with your host, Lily Wallace. Today is a great day. It is a beautiful Tuesday morning when I'm recording this. The sun is shining, although it is negative 625 degrees outside and there's snow on the ground. Just love that. So, yes, fantastic. So, let's just get on in. I have a lot to say about The Bachelor. Okay, folks. Last night when I was watching The Bachelor, I always record on Tuesdays, normally, well, sometimes at night, but I'd like to record in the morning so, like, The Bachelor's fresh in my mind, but I've still got to sleep on all the juicy gossip and, you know, all the juices that, happened the night before. But actually, I fell asleep last night while watching The Bachelor and was woken up by my mom. And she was like, go to bed, sweetie. And anyway, I went to bed. But this morning, I was like, I can't scroll through Instagram until I watch the rest of The Bachelor. I had it recorded, no worries, because it would have been spoiled for me. So I went in, I had like 20 minutes left. I watched it, I cried, and here we are. So basically, Cassie just ruined her entire life. I just have no words. First of all, Tayshia needs to go. She needs to go home. I just don't like Tayshia. Like, that's it. That's it. I think the people in the final should have been Kaylin and Hannah G. But no, now we have Tayshia and Hannah G, and I'm a little not okay with it, but you know, it is what it is. And Cassie just left last night because she didn't know if she could get there with Colton. And I was like, are you serious? Are you freaking serious? And I think she was actually doing somewhat fine. This is such a spoiler, so sorry if you haven't watched it. I think she would be better. She seemed better, like her and Colton could have worked out before she heard that her dad didn't give Colton the blessing, like, if they wanted to get married, right? Like, Colton could propose to her and, like, they could get engaged, but her father, like, I don't like the word father. Her dad, like, didn't bless the relationship, I guess. I don't know how that works. It doesn't matter to me. So, I have my coffee here and I'm gonna be sipping it and also sipping my water. So just, sorry. I'm not sorry. Anyway, so basically, her dad, they were in Portugal last night, and her dad just comes to Portugal, like, just like, it's going to the next town over. I'm gonna go to Portugal to talk to Cassie. Like, no. He flew from Huntington Beach, California, to Portugal to have a conversation with her. Dude, this is why Alexander Graham Bell created the telephone. So that you wouldn't have to spend thousands of dollars to fly to a foreign country to talk to your daughter who's going to leave the show. And it probably was The Bachelor's money, but still, you could have saved The Bachelor of their money. Whatever. So, I don't even know how to react after that episode. When Cassie left, Colton, you know, jumped the fence and they couldn't find him. And they looked and they looked and they looked, and obviously they do find him because you see in like next week's thing that he like comes back and he's like back and trying to fix things. But it just turns into a huge ordeal, and like, I'm not understanding what the whole fence jumping was like such a big deal for. Like, yeah, he left, like, he was pissed, but you know he comes back. I mean, it's reality TV, or I guess it's fake reality, but I don't know. It was just a lot to take in, and I'm still processing it, and that's the tea. I mean, it was a lot. I don't understand why Cassie went home. Like, she could have just waited, right? Like, he could have made his own decision. Because she still could have left next time. And I don't know. It was just stupid. Like, I just, just stupid. And then tonight is like the women tell all event or something like that. I wouldn't call them women, especially not Demi. Don't like her. She aggravates me. Where they just basically yell at each other and talk about all their drama and stuff. And then Colton comes on the show. And I saw where Caitlyn was like, I don't know why you would do this and all that stuff. And like just Caitlyn, not Caitlyn. Caitlyn, you just know being her. But then I believe it was Sydney who asked him. He was like, are you still a virgin? And they didn't, obviously they didn't show his answer because why would they do that? But I was just like, are you serious? Like, first of all, I'm 99% sure that the whole virgin thing was a scam and he's not actually a virgin. I mean, I really just couldn't see that being the truth, honestly. And I know that there's a lot of people saying that. But also, he didn't have sex with anybody in the episodes because Tayshia said it. And Cassie, they didn't even have an overnight. And then Hannah G didn't even get to go on her freaking date because they just took up the whole time. So that's that. I have been rooting for Hannah G since the very start. Like, my two favorites were Hannah G and Hannah B, but I now don't like Hannah B because of the drama with like her and Kaylin and stuff. And I just think she's really annoying and over the top. But that's just my take on things. I just think it's ridiculous. But anyhow, we are going to get right in to today's episode. Oh, wait, I forgot. We need to talk about Jordan Woods at the Red Table Talk. Is that what it's called? I think. I don't know. Red Table? Anyway. So, I watched it. Actually, I watched it a few times. And I, like, deeply analyzed it and took notes. And, like, more than I've ever done with, like, history class. Like, seriously, I was, like, into this-ish. I was like, I need more. So, basically, she said, all that was happening was, it's like, she knew she wasn't supposed to be at the party with Tristan, but they had just been out in the club and whatever. That sounds weird for me to say, but they were just, like, out doing their thing or whatever. And then they were all going back to somebody's house because that's just, like, something that they do in Hollywood, which, like, makes sense. They're all rich. They could probably fit the whole freaking state of California in one room of their house. But I had to take a coffee break. So she was like, well, we got back to the house. I didn't even know it was Tristan's house. And then we got there and I was like, walked in, didn't really think anything of it. And then she said, I knew I shouldn't have been there. Like, it just wasn't right for me to be there. And I was like, yeah, well, no frick, dude. Like, where was your head? And it was just stupid. She was like, we weren't, like, dancing on each other, and this whole thing about me giving him a lap dance was all fake, and I don't know. I just think it was ridiculous. Then she goes on to tell us that he was sitting in, like, this armchair, like, in his living room, okay? Or wherever, I don't know where it was, but in this, like, armchair. And she comes over, and she sits on the arm, and then drapes her legs over his legs. Like, yeah, that's not something you do when you're just, like, merely acquaintances with someone. And, yeah, like, I guess she's part of the Kardashian-Jenner family. And, like, she probably knows Tristan. But also, she also would know that when Khloé went to have True, Tristan was caught cheating on Khloé. And so she knows this is something Tristan does. He manipulates girls. She should, like, you know, get her head screwed on, her shoulders straight. And she didn't. And I just was like, are you stupid? So she goes on to say nothing else happened. They didn't sleep together, all this stuff, which I believe. Like, I mean, she legitimately seemed like she didn't do anything too terribly wrong. But also, if you're crying during an interview and you're making a big deal about it and like you're just going on and on and on. It is a dead giveaway that you did something you're not sharing, because what do you have to cry and boohoo about if you didn't do anything wrong? Like, my grandma always used to say that to me, like, why are you crying if you didn't break the lamp? Or that was just an example, but like, why are you making such a big deal about it? You know what I'm saying? And so I just was a little confused on why it was so dramatic. I mean, obviously it's Hollywood, but why she needed to make it such a big deal. I was just a little confused on that. So anyway, she goes on to say she realizes it's 7 in the morning. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's a little weird. You know, you just party all night. But it's like, I heard on another podcast, it's just like something they do in Hollywood. Like, they just have these days where they just party all night, sleep all day for like a week. And I'm like, man, must be the life. But I wouldn't want that life at all. So she says, oh, it's like 7 a.m. I better get going. The sun's coming up. Well, yeah, you should probably go home to where you live with Kylie, who's Chloe's sister, when you just like basically just hung out with her, her boyfriend, they're not even calling it anything, her baby daddy for all night. So she's like, I get ready to leave and he like walks me out and I'm like, yeah, okay, And he kisses me. And I was like, oh, whoa, like never would have thought. Like, she totally didn't see it coming. Okay, all right. That just doesn't happen. And you know Tristan's all about doing this crap. So you should have been like, excuse me, no thank you, back up, back off, and go home and tell Chloe, okay? Her and Tristan are already having like a rough patch, and she's like, I didn't want to make anything worse. But like, yeah, I could see that. It's believable. Like, you don't want to like create more stones to throw in the relationship. But why would you hide it from him? She told the interview, okay, so basically Jada Smith, which is Will Smith's wife, was saying, she was like the interviewee, and she was like, or the interviewer, yeah. She was like asking all the questions, and the Smiths have butted their way into this mess. Like, they've gotten themselves within all the hype and everything. And so at the beginning of the interview, like, Will Smith like FaceTimes and he's like, you have us on your side, like, we're not going anywhere, we believe in you, all this crap, okay? And so, I mean, I like Will Smith. If you've ever seen like The Hitch or like, you know, he's a good guy, I like him. But we continue to go on and see like, Jada actually like gets deep into it. She asks questions. She's like, was the kiss, was it just a peck or was there tongue? And like, oh, okay, that's gross. But like, you know what I'm saying? And so she goes on to say like, it was just a regular kiss, but she goes home and she talks to Kylie about it. And then she tells Chloe like she was there. She knew she shouldn't have been there, but she doesn't tell them the full truth. Okay, red flag number 16 million, okay? And so Chloe just, I don't even know what Chloe says, but obviously Chloe's like, okay, this has to stop. Like, this is like the 10th time he's done something shady like this. And yeah, I mean, he's a shady guy. But things like this also happen, I think, when she was with James Harden, the other NBA basketball player. I mean, she just needs to go find her man, like Bob Ross or something. Just a very quiet, soft-spoken, like, artist or something. Be very nice for her, like, very good man, okay? She needs to stop with all these basketball players. So she's just having a heck of a time. And she's on Twitter. I mean, they're all on Twitter. And you see them liking things. And I literally went through her likes and, like, saw the things she was liking. And it's just, like, absurd. Like, you definitely know this is not a publicity stunt because, I mean, they did like a Q&A towards the end, like where people sent in their questions, they put them in the fishbowl, and then they like answered them, right? Makes sense. So the things that Chloe have liked, she only has not that many likes, honestly. She has 218 likes. Yeah. And she liked this that says, why are you lying? Chloe tweeted, "Why are you lying at Jordan Woods?" This is after the Red Table Talk, excuse me. "If you're going to try and save yourself by going public, instead of calling me to privately apologize first, at least be honest about your story." Okay, well, Jordan does say that she apologized to Chloe. She apologized so many times as she could before she ruined things more and all this crap. Okay, so I'm not sure what that's about. Yeah, okay. So, excuse me. And then the rest of the tweet says, "BT Dubs, you are the reason my family broke up," because Jordan claims that she's not the reason the family broke up, which I agree with that. Jordan did this multiple times. Tristan did this multiple times, that Jordan was just a piece. She was not the whole reason. She was not the main factor. She was merely a piece of the problem. And then Cinnamon says flowers, subtweeted, I'm choking. I think I'm okay. Maybe I need to drink something. Hold on. Solo episodes are hard, guys, so just chill. I'm very sorry. Okay, they subtweeted replying to Chloe and Jordan Woods and says, "The fact that Tristan is throwing house parties in a separate house instead of being at home with you and your daughter in your house is what broke up your family." And she liked that, but whatever. We go back. She liked this subtweet that says, "And to all the people who is," she's not very good with grammar, "who is telling Chloe that it's only Jordan's fault, but also Tristan's, don't worry because she knows." Okay, that does not make any sense, you're stupid. "The fact that Tristan is disgusting is not new, but we would never expect something like this coming from Jordan. I mean, she was one of the sisters. I am so effing disappointed. My baby Chloe, we don't care. All she had to do was genuinely apologize and take accountability for her actions. The fact that she chose to go on FB Live and lie about the situation shows she's not sorry at all." Chloe also liked, I am having so much trouble. "Chloe didn't take Tristan away from his ex. They were broken up and they decided to start a relationship. If you say that what happened is karma, then you're just stupid and believe everything on the internet." Okay, so that's the end all be all of that. And then we go into this. She starts liking things that Kim Kardashian posted about North being a magazine model, which I think is so cute. She's such a doll. Why is she not friends with Emma Chamberlain? Because that would be good. That would be good. Oh my gosh. "If someone cheats on you publicly, y'all going outside the next day." So she liked that, and Kim subtweeted, and Chloe also liked Kim's subtweet. "Would you prefer she lose the cash too? A single mom has to work too, boo. She has professional commitment planned far in advance, and you better believe she is not waiting on anyone to pay her bills or provide for her daughter, period." I hate that. Why are you doing that? "The only relationship we trust, which is Malika and Chloe." Obviously, I feel like if you've ever watched Keeping Up, Malika, the extent that Malika goes for this family. And we never saw that with Jordan, or at least I never saw it on the show. And so I think that, that just really shows, if they're not going to cover things like that, that maybe there was also issues with Jordan in the first place. I'm not really sure. I'm not really understanding that. But yeah. So that's basically the tea on that. Wow. There's a lot going on in our world today. Also, I believe his name is Luke Perry. I could be very wrong. Hold on. Give me 6 seconds, please, and thank you. I was not prepared for this podcast. I will be the first to say it. So Luke Perry dies at 52 from a stroke. Oh no. So if you've ever watched 90210, I mean, he's like a big star in that. Obviously a huge star in Riverdale. So like people young, old, and even like the millennials are mourning the death of Luke Perry. Honestly, I only knew him from Riverdale. But I was never a huge Riverdale fan. Like, the first one was good, but it was never like, oh my gosh, I can't wait for this. Yeah, I don't know. This is just so sad. He was born on October 11th. That's a good day to get married. I've always thought that. April 8th, October 8th, and October 11th, because the words just like flow out of your mouth. I don't know. Like, I got married on October 11th. And also, that's the Parent Trap, the birthdays of Hallie and Annie in Parent Trap, and I love that movie. Literally live for it. Anyway, he passed away at 52. Very sad. Like, everybody is very upset about that. But, you know, that's just the circle of life. The circle of life. Oh, Lindsay texted. You guys know I talked a little bit about Lindsay. She's my best friend in the entire world. She said, I told her I was recording right now. I was about to start recording because we were talking about just, you know, having a conversation. She said, tell everyone I said hello. So Lindsay says hello. Last week's shout out was Adri. This week's shout out is going to be my co-host from last week, Danica. I hope you're listening to this. I'm sorry that you had to miss last week's episode because you were in it. She just decided not to listen, which I understand, because it can get a little annoying to listen to your voice for like an extended amount of time and you're like, I really sound like that, you know? Yeah, I feel like everybody does that. But anyway, I thought your voice was great. And shout out to you. Thanks for being on the podcast. If you guys have not gone and listened to that episode, you should totally do that. It is on Rest for a Girl Boss. And then my first episode was on productivity, be a doer, not a dreamer. So if you haven't seen either one of those, go check them out before you continue on with this episode. You will not regret it. I absolutely promise you that. So today we are going to be talking about chasing your dreams. And this is actually something kind of contradicting myself from 2 weeks ago when I said be a doer, not a dreamer. But what I meant by that is don't just sit around and do nothing all day long. When you have these big dreams, actually go out and do them. But, you know, having those dreams starts somewhere. You have to come up with the dream, you know, you have to feel it, you know what I'm saying? And so these dreams, sometimes people like don't have the motivation to go chase their dreams. They just don't think that they can do it. They don't think they have the financial stability. They don't think that they have the emotional stability or the people surrounding them. They don't think they're stable in their relationships surrounding them, maybe their marriage, their friendships, coworkers. Maybe they think if they want to pursue their own business, but they think if they quit their job, they won't have the financial stability and they'll also lose a lot of good friends that are their coworkers. This all comes from going out of your comfort zone. And I think that that is something humongous. I have a cup that I absolutely love because before I went to Guatemala for the very first time, if you didn't know, I'm a Guatemalan missionary. I go a few times a year. It was great. I loved it. I'm going back. I leave in about 20 days. Yeah, like about 3 weeks, I think. Anyway, super excited, but on a totally different note. Going outside of my comfort zone was kind of like the motto I lived by before my first trip to Guatemala because I was 14 years old, going to a foreign country by myself without my parents. And that's scary. That's not just like an everyday thing for someone, you know? But it was an absolutely life-changing experience. I loved it. I fell in love with the country. I fell in love with the kids. And if I wouldn't have stepped out of my comfort zone to trace that dream, I would never know the goodness that came out of it. And I think that's something that people miss a lot. They miss this is my dream, but I can't do it. That's what you tell yourself. I can't do it. I can never quit playing this sport because I would disappoint my parents. I can never quit my job because I would disappoint my coworkers. I would disappoint my boss. I would disappoint my husband or my wife if you're a dude. Hey dude, welcome to the Girl Boss Podcast. All genders are welcome here. We love that. So yeah, today's episode is just going to be just covering dreams. Because everybody has them. Everybody knows what it feels like to have this big dream. Maybe you're an high school athlete. I know I've got a lot of high school listeners. Maybe you're a high school athlete and you think my dream would to be play professional basketball someday, or professional volleyball, or professional soccer, or be an actor on Broadway, or dance in the Nutcracker, or I don't know. Whatever your dream is, we all know what it feels like to have a dream but don't know if it can work, if we can do it, if we can make it, if we can get there. It's just something everyone struggles with. Well, I don't want to say everyone, because not everybody falls into every category, but something that I have struggled with, something that you probably have or will someday struggle with. Coffee break. So when this dream gets planted in your head, normally it's because you see someone else do it, right? You see someone like me. I saw someone have a YouTube channel and I loved it, and I loved the lifestyle that they lived because it didn't always seem easy. It didn't seem like they never worked. I knew that leaving school, starting YouTube, becoming an influencer of some sort, having a platform, and now me having multiple platforms, I knew it would never be easy. But I was challenged by that hard work. I wanted to work hard. I wanted to be a girl boss. I wanted to get things done and feel productive. And I really wanted to go places in my life. And I wasn't waiting. My dream was, I don't want to wait until I'm 16 years old. Okay, that's been one thing that's never really held me back, my age. I've always been able to act like I was 26 since I was 7 years old. It's never really been anything that's been a problem for me. Also because I look like a middle-aged woman, so that's pretty easy for me to do. But when people see that I'm 15 and that I'm an entrepreneur, that I have my own podcast, my own blog, my own YouTube channel, I'm still going to school, I still have a social life, and I manage it all very well, I think it inspires people. Actually, in fact, I know it inspires people because I've had people DM me, I've had people email me, message me, call me, tell me that what I'm doing inspires them, and it makes me happy because that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to work hard, and I will be the first to tell you I am working hard, because inspiring people is what an influencer does. You influence people, right? So maybe you see Steph Curry, or you see Angelina Jolie, or whoever, and you're like, I want to be there by the time I'm 26, okay? Maybe that's your dream, maybe that's your goal, but like I said in my productivity podcast, if you don't start somewhere, you won't start at all. If you don't start today by making one move, if you don't go to the acting class, if you don't go to basketball practice, you're never going to be Steph Curry. You're never going to be Angelina Jolie. You're never going to be Ariana Grande if you're a singer. I mean, you're never going to get there if you don't take today's step. There's a step in every today. There's a step in every tomorrow. There's a step in every single day. And if you don't choose to take a step every day, and you could argue with me and say there's not a step for every day, but there is. The moment you get out of bed and go to the gym, that going to the gym is good for a singer. Because, I don't know, they used to tell us that going to the gym is like, you know, you're deep breathing and you're getting your heart rate up. I mean, going to the gym is good for everyone and it creates a better lifestyle. And I mean, maybe that's today's step, or eating a healthy breakfast, or spending time with your friends. That is a step to keep you mentally sane. There is a step in every today. Living your life instead of merely existing is a step for your everyday. If you're merely existing, I mean, that means waking up on a Saturday, not getting out of bed until maybe 2 o'clock, and this would be something that you would do frequently, if not every single day. Not being productive, playing video games all day long, doing practically nothing with your life, that's existing to me. Not doing anything, watching TV all day long. That's why I hate staying home, because I just don't feel productive at home. And I mean, it's not a good thing, because sometimes I have to be home. And now that I have moved farther out, farther away from things, I am home more often. And staying home, you have to learn how to be productive in your home, in your environment, where you live, where you're at all the time. And you have to learn what can get you out of your comfort zone, what can take you into your wildest dreams. But that step of I'm gonna take a step every day, and you know, it doesn't have to be something crazy. Say you want to launch your own decorating business, okay? You want to be Kimmy Gibbler, like with Gibbler Party Designs or whatever it's called. You want to launch your own decorating business, and you're 16, okay? You want to launch it. You really do. I mean, you can't think of a reason why you don't want to launch it. I mean, there's going to be setbacks. There's going to be those bumps in the roads. And those like connector roads that I talked about in my productivity podcast, there's going to be where you're getting on and off different interstates and things like that. There are going to be your setbacks, and there are going to be your turnarounds and your U-turns and your roundabouts or whatever you want to call them. But you want to do it because that's your dream. So maybe, I mean, you're on Pinterest getting ideas for decorating. You start decorating your friends' parties, and you don't charge them. You just say, I want to decorate for you. They really like it. They promote you. They, you know, shout you out on Instagram and say, hey, look at how great my best friend can decorate for parties. And then maybe you get a wedding, and then over time you'll get where you want to be because you decided on day one that you'd take that step to chase your dreams. And so when I said being a doer, yeah, you have to be a dreamer, but being a dreamer is also what makes you a doer. Because I didn't come up with all of these things, such as podcasting, blogging, YouTubing, etc. I didn't come up with all of these things by doing them. I had to think about them first. I mean, that's just common sense. You don't just start doing something and being like, oh yeah, this is a YouTube channel. It's just, that's just how things work. And so by starting what I did, and now I think that the word entrepreneur for a 15-year-old is insane, and I absolutely love that about myself, that I can call myself that, and I don't flaunt it and like everywhere I'm at, I'm an entrepreneur, but like having that, and now when I started this whole journey for myself in October, when I was also going through probably one of the hardest times in my life, when I had something that I was chasing, I had a dream, I had a future, I had a hope for my future, when I was going through something that like tore me apart, and when I had to leave school because of some crazy issues that were taken way too far, I was like, okay, my whole high school is over. And yes, I wanted online school because at the time it would have made everything easier, but also now I've realized I'll never do the football games, the prom, the tailgates, the fun stuff about high school. But I've come to the people that are in high school aren't entrepreneurs. They don't do things I do. And so if they don't do things I do, I can't do things they do. It's sacrifice. You have to sacrifice for your dreams. You have to sacrifice for your hopes. And I sacrificed a majority of my social life to be where I am right now. And I'm not the best of the best. I'm not Jenna Kutcher. I'm not Jennifer Lopez. I'm not Joanna Gaines. I'm not anybody spectacular that you could say my name and people know exactly who I am. But I'm taking everyday steps. I'm doing something every day. I'm being productive every day. I'm getting out of bed and breathing and doing something to make my day better so that in 10 years I can say, yeah, I started when I was 15 years old and look where I am now. If I wouldn't have started 10 years ago, at 25, I wouldn't have been making mega millions. I'm just kidding. I'm probably not going to be making millions at 25. But it's a possibility. And I'm not in it for the money. I'm not in it for the fame. But I'm in it because this is what I like to do. And I finally found my niche. And I finally found what I love. And so I think that a few people were misunderstood by my be a dreamer, not a doer. Because you have to be a dreamer at some point. You have to dream up your ideas. But don't let your dreams, your wildest dreams, don't let those hold you back. Just because they're so wild and they're so crazy and you have so many things bogging you down and holding you back, don't let it stop you from going where you want to go and being who you want to be right now. You don't have to wait. You do not have to wait until you have your driver's license, until you're an adult, until you can legally drink, until you get married, until you have kids, until you have a real job. You don't have to wait. You can start today. You can take a step today. You don't have to wait for tomorrow. You don't have to wait for the weekend. Start today. That's where so many people go wrong. That's where so many people mess up. With even the simplest thing, like diets. Well, I'll start on Sunday, the beginning of a new week. That's great. You know, that's a good thing. But why don't you start today? Or why don't you just eat one healthy meal every day until Sunday so you can get your body adjusted instead of just going cold turkey on this whole freaking keto diet thing? Which I'm kind of being a hypocrite right now because on Sunday I went vegan for no reason at all. I went vegan because I thought it looked cool, and right now I'm hating it. It is miserable because I just cold turkey. I mean, Saturday night I was at PF Chang's. I had orange peel chicken and rice and chocolate lava cake, and I ate like crap all week last week. And this week I haven't eaten anything produced by animals, and it really doesn't make me feel any better about myself other than the fact that I've lost 4 pounds because I've been basically starving for the past few days. But it's Tuesday morning. I just had this Silk soy yogurt, dairy-free yogurt alternative with blueberries in it. It's all right. And my goal is to just try it for a week. If I like it, I'll try it for a month. And if I love it, which I'm not loving it, I'll try it for a year. But it's not happening. I think that I could be vegetarian for a month maybe, but vegan is really hard because, I mean, protein is really, really hard to find now, like in your nut butters and things like that. Like, you've really got to smash on your peanut butter and your almond butter and things like that. Excuse me. But that was somewhere where I was just like, I'm gonna do it. And I came up with the idea on Friday, and I knew I was going to PF Chang's, so I couldn't exactly just do it right then. So I just waited until Sunday. And I mean, that's like a good idea, a good thing. That's a good excuse. That's what I was trying to say. So that's just life. Sometimes you have to wait on things, but you don't actually have to wait on them. You can just go for it. Don't wait until you're 30. Don't wait until you have 10,000 followers on Instagram. Don't wait until you have a boyfriend or a husband. Don't wait until you have kids. Don't wait until you go to college. Don't wait. Just start now. Just go right now and take a step towards the reality that you want to live in 10 years. To the life that you want to live in 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait until someone tells you that they believe in you, that they believe in what you're gonna do. Just believe in yourself. Everybody thought I was ridiculous when I started a YouTube channel. Everybody thought it was so dumb, and now I barely get any criticism for it. I get criticism on a daily basis from my brother, and I just deal with it. I know he means it not out of hate. I know he means it out of love because he's just poking fun at me. But I get criticism for other people. I've gotten hate on YouTube. People have thumbs down my videos. They've thumbs down the blog where I write. I've had people tell me that the podcast is boring. Well, okay. People are going to dislike the content you create. People are going to dislike the life you live. And you know why? Because it's jealousy. It's jealousy. I got a message from someone sending me a group chat of a bunch of girls that were talking about how stupid my life was because I was doing all this. Well, you know what? I don't care. You can say whatever you want. Go ahead. And obviously, it's jealousy because you see where I was and then now you see where I am. And I mean, it's just out of pure jealousy. So don't wait until someone believes in you. Don't wait until somebody tells you that you can do it. Sorry, I got a notification. Just go do it right now. Thank you guys for joining me on this week's episode of Girl Boss Podcast. I will see you later. Goodbye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.